Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you will use this city as a tool of witness in the lives of those who are struggling to live godly for you. I pray that it will bring deliverance and set the captive free. Lord, as it goes beyond the prison walls, the highway and byways, that it will compel those to come unto you. Lord, those that are struggling, that they'll begin to live victoriously. And Lord, when that race is over and it is all finished, Lord, they can come unto you and you will say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. In Jesus' name.
Let's give God some glory in this house. Come on, let's give God some praise today because he is worthy. Oh, yes, he. I need you need to know that God is worthy of all of our praises from the rising of the sun this morning to the going down of the same. I'm telling you, the Lord is worthy. He's so worthy today of all of our praise. We bless you today, God. We thank you, God. Every praise belongs to you. In the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Thank you again, praise and worship team, because that is a song that we needed this morning. I know I needed to be reminded. Amen. Every praise belongs to our Lord and our King. If you have your Bibles, I'd like to invite your attention to the book of 2 Kings, the 7th chapter, verses 1 through 4. And if you would, please read that silently with your eyes as I will read that out aloud in your hearing. We're going to go back and forth in Kings to give you the full picture of what transpired in this particular text that we're going to be talking about this morning. But again, in 2 Kings, the 7th chapter, verse 1 through 4, and the Bible says, then Elijah said, hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, tomorrow about this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel, and two measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria. Everybody say, in Samaria.
In Samaria.
Then a Lord, little O-D, L-O-R-D, little. Make sure you understand that it's not talking about the Lord, but he's talking about the servant of this Lord. Then a Lord on whose hand the king leaned answered the man of God and said, behold, if the Lord would make windows in heaven, might this thing be? Somebody say he was asking a question. Then he says, and he said, behold, thou shalt see it with thy eyes, but shalt not eat thereof. And there were four leper men at the entering in of the gate. And they said one to another, why sit we here until we die? If we say we will enter into the city, then the famine is in the city. And if we shall die there, and if we sit still here, we die also. Now, therefore, come and let us fall unto the host of the Syrians. If they save us alive, we shall live. And if they kill us, we shall but die. Father, we bless you and we thank you again for the word on today. And Lord, there are times that as we listen to the word, we're saying, what in the world? Will God please give us revelation and understanding of this, and help us, Lord Jesus, to be recipients of, Lord, obeying your word. I ask you, O God, to help me this morning, because truly I need your hand upon me to minister this word, God, and that, Lord, it will reach, Lord, near and far, and that those that are not saved will become saved, and those that are downtrodden will be lifted up, and those, Lord Jesus, that are looking for a Savior will find you in this day. And when all of these things are said and done, we'll remember to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Let everyone say in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Before you're seated, let me just read to you verse number 3. And there were four lepers men at the entering in of the gate. And they said one to another, why sit we here until we die? I want to minister to you in the remaining time that I have from this thought. The results of obeying or not. Turn to that person next to you and say, now what are you going to do? God bless you. You may be seated. To better understand the situation that Elijah and the children of Israel were up against, we need to look back at the circumstances leading up to the prophecy as we look at the events found in 2 Kings 6, verse 23 and 24. I'd like you to turn there, if you would, because, again, this is the backdrop of what is going on. This gives us a better insight and understanding to that particular time that we're referring to. In 2 Kings, the 6th chapter, verse 23 and 24, and he prepared great provisions for them. And when they had eaten and drank, he sent them away, and they went to their master. So the bands of Syria came no more into the land of Israel. And it came to pass after this, the Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, gathered all his host and went up and besieged Syria. Perhaps many years had passed between these two passages of scripture that I just read, seeing Ben-Hadad decided to fight against Israel. It was with a complete army. Somebody say a complete army, not just a band of invaders. The capital city was besieged until there was very little food. Somebody say a little bit of food left. And the very worst of the food that was there, they were selling it for an exuberant price. And what they were selling was dove dung. And verse 25 perhaps means a very cheap kind of grain. However, it would not be unlikely that starving people would eat even animal waste. See, when you're hungry, you eat pretty much anything. In this situation, what happened? Furthermore, some of the people resorted to cannibalism. You go back into this account, and you'll find that there were two ladies. And one of the ladies said, listen, we have two of you have a child and I have a child. Today, we'll eat your child. And tomorrow, we'll eat my child. So the lady took her child. They boiled it and they ate it. Now it's the next day. The lady says, all right, now it's time for us to eat your child. How many of you know she reneged on that deal? The lady went to the king and began to explain to him what had happened. He understood that the city was under besiege and that they didn't have any food, but he didn't know it got that bad. The lady began to share with him her plight. I told this lady that we would both eat our children. We started for mine first, and then the next day we would eat hers. But she didn't do it. And the king, he was distraught, because he had no idea that things had literally gotten that bad. So the king, he sent a messenger. He was sending a messenger to Elijah. And when Elijah knew that he was coming, this is what happened. There was going to be a strange prediction coming from the man of God. And that prediction says, by the next day, Samaria would be delivered and there would be plenty of to eat. Now, how many of you know they're under siege? They're starving. There's no food there. But God puts in the man of God's heart to tell them that this time, tomorrow, Samaria will be delivered and we will have plenty of food to eat. That you find that in 2 Kings 7 and 1. We read that earlier. Elijah predicted that they would be able to buy six times as much food for one-fifth of the cost. One of the king's lords revealed his unbelief, and Elijah promised him judgment. 2 Kings 7, 17 through 20. Sister Teresa, if I could, please, I want you to read this for me, daughter. 2 Kings, the 7th chapter, verse 17 through 20. I want you to hear what the unbelief will do for you. Some of us are sitting in places of unbelief. God wants to turn things around for you, but you're so entrenched in your unbelief that you're rejecting what the word of God is saying. Read.
And the king appointed the Lord on whose hand he leaned to have the charge of the gate. And the people trod upon him in the gate, and he died.
Now, this was the man that rejected the word coming from Elijah saying, tomorrow around this time, we're going to have plenty to eat. So this is what happens when we disobey the word of God. He's going to be trampled. Read.
As the man of God had said, who spake when the king came down to him. And it came to pass as the man of God had spoken to the king, saying, two measures of barley for a shekel and a measure of fine flour for a shekel shall be tomorrow after this time in the gate of Samaria.
Now, and, to verse 20.
And that Lord answered the man of God and said, now behold, if the Lord should make windows in heaven, might such a thing be?
Stop right there. Now he's questioning the authority of the man of God to say what he said. Don't forget, every time we're going to read this, Elijah says, and the Lord said, not Elijah. Elijah was just the mouthpiece for the Lord. Read.
And he said, behold, thou shalt see it with thine eyes.
He said, behold, thou shalt what?
See it with thine eyes.
In other words, you're going to see it come to fruition. You're going to see it come to pass. Everything I told you, but what?
But shall not eat thereof.
But you won't get a chance to eat one drop of the blessing that God has provided. Thank you, daughter. If we go back to verse number 1, we're going to summarize this. Let me say to you, brothers and sisters, guests and all visitors, and you that are live streaming, whatever the Lord says to you, it shall come to pass. I said, if the Lord said it to you, it shall come to pass. So don't doubt him. If he promised it in the light, don't doubt him in times of darkness. No matter how impossible it may seem, God can do it. Somebody ought to say, oh, yes, he can. God can do it. I ask the question, is anything too hard for God? The unbelieving Lord of the king heard the good news and he rejected it. Now, what are you going to do with the gospel that's being preached to you today? The man of God said back then, tomorrow about this same time shall a measure of flour be sold for a shekel and two measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria. In other words, he said in 24 hours, God is going to turn things around in your situation. And he's going to work everything out to your favor. You would think that he would have been happy. You would have think that he would have ran and told everybody what the Lord said through the man of God. But that's not so. You see, the people of the city will be able to buy 6 times as much food for 1/4 of the cost. God has made over 5,000 conditional promises. That means you can turn in your B-I-B-L-E and there are over 5,000 conditional promises that they're waiting for you. But let me caution you. A conditional promise means just that. You have to do something. God says, if you do this, I'll do that. 500 of them in the word of God. Now, what are you going to do? Will you trust him and act on them God is dependable. Somebody say amen. He's the limitless God. He's the promise keeper, and his promises are sure. Believe me. So you need to claim it, declare it, and decree it, and then live them out. We can believe and receive, or we can doubt and be without. The choice is yours. Verse 2 says, then a lord on whose hand the king leaned answered the man of God and said, behold, if the Lord would make windows in heaven, might this thing be? Now, I'm reminded that the Bible says that one window being open will pour you out a blessing that you should not have room enough to receive. And he said, what if the Lord could make windows all over heaven? Would it be? Listen, he was rejecting the good news. Yes. He was rejecting what was said. Then he said, behold, thou shalt see it with thy eyes, but shall not eat thereof. Mm-hmm. Brothers and sisters, we should be very, very careful how we speak to or against the man of God's authority. The authority comes from God. Yes. Check your motive for challenging his authority. Remember what Elijah said? Hear ye the word of the Lord. Talk back to me. Elijah never once said, this is my words. This is how I'm feeling right now. I'm in the moment. Mm-mm. He said, this is the word of the Lord. Elijah, in essence, was representing the Lord. How many of you know I'm the Lord's representative? And let's be clear on this. Just because I'm the Lord's representative does not always mean I'm right. There are times where I am wrong as two left feet. Finally, they get it. But seriously, but just because you are that person in authority does not always mean that you're right, but you are in authority. Verse 3 says, and there were four leprous men at the entering in of the gate. And they said one to another, why sit we here until we die? Well, first, why was these four leopards sitting at the entrance of the city gate? Well, under the Mosaic law in Numbers 5, 2 through 4, and you can read it at your leisure, but it just simply says if you had a leprous condition or an issue of blood, that you had to sit outside of the camp or outside of the city so as not to defile the camp or the people in the camp. So the question was asked among the four lepers, why sit we here until we die? Brothers and sisters, guests and or visitors, please allow me to pose this same question to you who are sitting right here and maybe those who are live streaming. Why sit we here until we die? In other words, there's some who are right now living in sin. Mm-hmm. And are practicing sin. And even understand the consequences of your disobedience to God. But you're willing to sit right here, right now, and die. Die in your sins. Instead, why not rise up as the four lepers did and make your way to the one who will give you life and that more abundantly and cause you to drink from the well of salvation and give you that living water that you never thirst again. Brothers and sisters, guests and or visitors, let's not forget these four lepers had options. Somebody said, we do have options. Listen to their options. They could enter the city where the famine was and die because at that time there was no food there. Or they could sit right where they were in their seat of do nothing, like many of us do, and die in place. Or they could go to the camp of the Syrians. And they could save their lives. Or they could kill them and they would die. I'm talking to you today about the results of obeying or not. Now, what are you going to do? Choose you this day whom ye will serve. The choice is up to you. Let me share with you, because I'm almost done. Go to Deuteronomy. Sister Teresa, please, I need you to read for me again, daughter. Deuteronomy is the 28th chapter. If I'm not mistaken, it's about the 15th verse. Let me make sure I have you in the right place. And as you look at that, Deuteronomy 28. Now, don't forget, why sit ye here lest ye die? And drop down, if you would, to verse number 7 and read until I say stop. We're talking about Deuteronomy 28, verse 7, and she's going to read. But what I ask you is, there are results of obeying or not. What are you going to do? I'm telling you to choose ye this day whom ye will serve. Nobody can do this for you. So y'all all look up here at me. Facebook, Anchor, all of it. Look, you've got an option. Now exercise it. Please read.
The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten.
Look what the Lord is going to do for you when you choose to obey. Read.
To be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways.
Look what the Lord is going to do to those that rise up against you. Your enemies. Those that don't like you. And talk about you behind your back. Look what he's going to do. Read.
The Lord shall command the blessings upon thee in thy storehouses.
The Lord is going to command. It won't be an option. They're going to have to go wherever you go. The blessings of the Lord are upon you. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow. He's going to command the blessings. And what?
And in all that thou settest thine hand unto, and he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee.
Please, anything that you put your hands to do and you are following God, you are understanding the results of obeying, this is what he's going to do for you. Read.
The Lord shall establish thee in holy people unto
the Lord him. Shall establish. You can't establish yourself. Read.
As he has sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God.
Wait a minute. If. See, remember we talked about 5,000 conditional promises. This is one of the conditional promises. And he's letting you know is if you do what?
If thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God.
See, you can't do it one day, like right now. But the other 6 days you live like you want to. Read on.
And walk in his ways. And all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord.
Now see, you've got to remember the observers are watching. They're looking at you. You're declaring to be a child of God. And I want you to know there are days that we have bad hair days. I don't have to worry about it. It's all gone. But you know what I'm talking about. We wake up on the wrong side of the bed. Something pushes the button. And now we're not acting in character as a child of God. Read.
And they shall be afraid of thee.
See? Read.
And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods.
Look what the Lord is going to do for you.
In the fruit of thy body. And in the fruit of thy cattle. Yes. And in the fruit of thy ground. In the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee.
Now, he said, no doubt about it. You can take it to the bank. It's yours. I'm going to give it to you. I swore this to your fathers. And how many of you know that God cannot fail. His word, every word of God is pure. It is the shield unto them that put their trust in him. Read.
The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasures. Mm-hmm. The heaven to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thy hand.
All of the work of your hands. Read.
And thou shalt lend unto many nations.
And what?
And thou shalt lend unto many nations.
That means you're going to be in a position to be the blesser. My, anybody excited about that? I would love to be in a position. And this is when you know you got it like that. Because you know you're walking around with bins in your pocket. Nothing lower than bins. But you just reach in your pocket. And you put out however many you want to. And you're a blessing. Real story. True. And it's not like we have it like that. But my wife was sharing with me yesterday, because we were apart for some hours because the brothers of New Life Ministries had an assignment in Florence. But while she was here, she shared with me a situation. And many of you know my wife is the queen of GW. And so she's there and she sees a couple and they're shopping. They have seven children ranging in age. She noticed that it appeared to perhaps be Christmas shopping at GW. So as she's seeing them, she realizes they must really love to read because they bought them a lot of books. Long story short, my wife was behind them, and she said she doesn't know why. She just began to bawl, just began to weep, and she felt that the Lord impressed upon her something. So she said she walked over to the lady, told her what she felt God is telling her to do. She pressed that into her hand. She said she immediately left the store so the lady couldn't see where she was, what vehicle she drove, and she drove off. I said that to say that when you have a desire to give and you have a desire to be a blessing, God will make you a storehouse, not for yourself. Please don't get it wrong. Don't get it twisted. All that you have, God gave it to you. And he wants you to be willing to be tenderhearted enough that if he speaks to you, yes, you'll share. Read.
And thou shalt not borrow.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail.
See, we get excited about this, and you should, because you're the head and not the tail. You're above and not beneath. Read.
And thou shalt be above only,
mm-hmm,
and thou shalt not be beneath. If that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God.
Key word, if. That's a powerful little word. If. If you hearken unto what?
The words of the Lord.
The words.
And the commandments.
Of his commandment. Read.
Which I command thee this day to observe and to do them.
He didn't suggest. He didn't say, oh, brother so-and-so, would you please do this? Sister so-and-so, would you? You think you might want to do this? No, it ain't like that. He commanded you to live holy. Why? Because he is holy. He said, be ye holy, for I'm holy. Holiness starts on the inside and works up on the outside. Read.
And thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day, to the right hand or to the left.
You can't falter.
To go after other gods to serve them.
You can't go after the things of the world. The world passeth away in the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Read.
But it shall come to pass, mm-hmm, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the
Lord
thy
God. Now this is what I want y'all to listen to, and my time is up. This is the opposite. Remember we said the results of obeying or not? This is the not. Read.
To observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee.
Daughter, I'm not going to stop you. Read them rapidly. This is all the stuff. If you say, okay, I got options. I want option B. Read it.
Cursed shall thou be in the city.
One.
And cursed shall thou be in the field.
Two.
Cursed shall be thy basket and thy store.
Three.
Cursed shall be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy land.
Keep on counting.
The increase of thy kind and the flocks of thy sheep.
Mm-hmm.
Cursed shall thou be when thou comest in, and cursed shall thou be when thou goest out.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord shall send upon thee cursings.
Wait a minute. Stop blaming the devil now. This is the Lord's doing. Why? Because he gave you an option. You chose option B. Read.
Cursing, vexations, and rebuke, and all that thou setteth thine hand unto for to do, until thou be destroyed, and until thou perish quickly, because of the wickedness of thy doings, whereby thou hast forsaken me.
Stop right there, daughter. My time is out. My time is over. If you don't have this message in your spirit right about now, I don't know anything else that I could say to impress upon you the results of obeying or not. What are you going to do? Choose you this day whom you will serve. Can I get you to stand? Father, we bless you and we thank you, God. This word is a life-changing word if we would just allow it to minister and meet us right where we are. Lord, we are imperfect people and we stand in need of the perfect Savior. We realize, God, without you, we can do nothing. And Lord, that is only because of you, your grace and your mercy, that we are here this day. Lord, those that are on live streaming, we can't see them, but I have, Lord, no doubt that your word will meet them right where they are. It will convince them to hear not only, but be a doer of it. I'm praying, Lord, right now, God, as we are at this place, we stand in need of the Savior. We stand in need, Lord Jesus, to make that decision today. For today is the day of salvation. Tomorrow may not come. So please, sir, ma'am, harden not your heart in these last and evil days. Don't be so inundated with the things of the world that you forget that they're only temporary. We ask you, Lord, right now, God, speak to our heart, Holy Spirit. Speak to our heart and help us yield to you. The altar is open. If you desire prayer, if you desire to come down to the altar, I promise you, he will meet you right. He will meet you right here. He will come and let you know that he has always been right here, willing and able to meet and supply whatever needs you have. Are you here? Maybe somebody is struggling. I mean, struggling to a degree that nobody knows, because you're that person that don't say anything. You keep it all bottled up inside, and right now it's about to be too much. It's about to explode. I don't know where and who you are. Maybe I'm talking to Facebook right now. I don't know. Maybe. Is YouTube or even Spotify. But I do know one thing, that there is a heaviness, because sometimes we live with things that we ought not to live. He said to cast all of your care upon him, for he careth for you. But you've got to open up your mouth, baby. You've got to let him know, here I am, just as I am. I'm tore up from the floor up. I need you right now. Are you here today? Are you here? These that are here, we want to pray with them. We want to trust and believe God with them. For God knows exactly what they need. Come on, I need y'all to lift up your voices with me as we pray for these in Jesus' name. As we believe God for them in Jesus' name.
thank you, Father. I got to give you thanks. Because, Lord, everything that you have done, I didn't look at it now. I thank you, Lord, for the release of every chain. Everywhere I go, God, I got to give you praise. Because you have heard my cry. We have been smothered by the grace of God, and it has brought us joy. Therefore, Lord, we was able to make a joyful noise in this city. We have learned to forgive, and with that in mind, God, I just can't stop praising you. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise. Amen.